Hello, everyone, and welcome to another fantastic night of Fandomexus. I am your faithful host, AJ. Greetings and salutations. And look, the girls are here already. Yay!
Hello.
Good evening, ladies.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize it was. I know yesterday was Star Wars Day, but I didn't even think about it.
A little more relevant.
Yeah,
happy May the 4th be with you. And happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yep.
Do you know what the best part about
today
is? It is.
What?
It is Cinco de Mayo on Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, I made tacos for dinner. Unfortunately, we have we're nearing the end of TV. We only have one show tonight, right?
Yeah, for a while.
We only have Westworld tonight.
What about Killing Eve?
Oh, did I watch Killing Eve?
I actually watched it. Damn it!
I think I didn't watch Killing Eve. I think
okay.
I didn't watch Killing Eve this week. I'm sorry. I've been hate watching Battlestar Galactica so much, I forgot to watch it.
That's okay.
That's okay. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I think it's funny.
So, I guess should we just jump into Westworld then?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
So,
AJ never goes first. Why don't you speak first, AJ, about what you thought about this episode?
I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it. I got a kick out of seeing Wolf. Now I've mentioned his name every time we talk about other possible showing up as Dolores or themselves, you know, either being partly Dolores or as one of Maeve's helpers, and we finally see Lawrence. So I got a kick out of that. I didn't understand the point of Bernard going to see Arnold's family. I don't get what that was about. I don't like that Dolores chose Caleb because of that moment when she was a completely different person during their training simulation. I get the why, and I can live with it. I just don't like the idea that he was chosen from the start, which makes Karen right, because Karen was saying that all along. And I
that's
said,
what you
no
don't like, that Karen was right.
I have no problem with Karen being right. I've given Karen plenty of credit for being right in the past.
I know.
It feels too manipulated. You know, I feel like, because, you know, the idea that we started with Dolores, what her goal was, I feel like, in a way, we were kind of tricked and cheated, because I feel like her idea didn't evolve. I feel like it was always predetermined, which kind of takes away from some of the nuance to show that she learned along the way. She didn't learn along the way. This was always her plan, and she didn't let anybody in on it, so I feel kind of cheated in that aspect.
I kind of took that a little differently. Go ahead, finish. I was just going to say I took that differently than you did, but go ahead.
And that was pretty much my basic for the whole episode. Oh, and I got a kick out of Brain Damage at the end. That was really fitting song to play at the end there, which I recognized when it was playing. Even before they started singing, I recognized the piano music of it. But go ahead, Jamie.
Okay. So, you know, I was going to say, first, to answer the two things you just, or to talk about the two things you just talked about. See, I took that a bit different because first of all, just to mention, remember, she could go back and see what people were going to do or did based on, the scripts from her Bobin or whatever the heck it's called. I know he's called it the wrong thing. But because she had told Caleb, this is what, you know, you said back as a kid, this is what you know. So I think that maybe when she was looking for someone, she saw that and she's like, hey, I remember it. But regardless of that, the thing is she said she picked him because he could make a choice. But I took it that originally she was going to destroy the human race, but that along the way she changed and she ended up using Caleb for a different purpose. At least that's kind of how I see it. I mean, I think it can be taken either way, but that's what I definitely thought. Like, she chose him, but we don't know what her original plan was, but if her plan changed, she could have chosen him all along just because he would follow her and, you know, make a choice for her, not necessarily what that choice was going to be. But yeah, she did, I guess, because of that, think he was a good guy. So I kind of see what you're saying, but I don't know. I kind of think it could go both ways. As for the Bernard storyline, I felt like she did that to give him some closure, because even though it wasn't really his family, in his memories, it was his family. So it like gave him, even though like it wasn't per se real, in his mind, in his emotions, it gave him that bit of closure, and it was something she did that was nice to him, to show him, because I think to part of it, she also had to do something to show him that she wasn't going to hurt him, because I don't know that he necessarily would have looked in the goggles and trusted her if he didn't have a reason to. And then other than that, I actually really, really like this episode. I mean, I haven't loved the whole season, but I definitely liked this episode. I think partially, though, I like it because I was right about a lot of things. I've said all along, well, not all along, but for pretty early on, that I thought that Dolores was actually trying to save them, and that, and obviously she had changed what she was doing, but I had kind of felt like that was her ultimate goal, and I liked kind of Maeve switching sides at the end and the way that she finally showed her, finally let her into her mind and said, you know, this is what you're fighting for and all this, and I kind of appreciated that. I took a couple notes. Let me look at what I know I had written something down. I want to make sure I say. So yeah, I kind of liked how that played out. I think it was like very sad and tragic at the end that she, you know, lost all her memories. But like we said before, a death has to mean something, and you know, she kind of was the one that had to sacrifice herself. And I like that she also used that a ways to hack the machine. And then the other thing I wanted to mention was that I had mentioned fairly early on in the season that I had wondered if William was a host, and I was kind of right, because he wasn't a host per se, he was real, but that they had copied him, because I remember starting to say something before about maybe they somehow predict or found a way to copy humans, and then you guys had said, and I agreed with you, that they hadn't perfected it, how could that happen, but then it seems like maybe they have, and I think if it's actually the robots, the AI, that found a way to perfect it, that would actually make a lot of sense, because for whatever reason, you know, the humans couldn't get over themselves to do it, and somehow they were the ones that that fixed it. I don't know what she's after on her end with Hale necessarily, but I kind of like that. I don't know that I liked William getting killed. I don't know that I cared the real one got killed. It's kind of like the same thing with Dolores. It's like they can still be there in another capacity and playing a different role. My only main concern about that is why any version of the Man in Black would help Hale, unless it was just because he was a host, which seems kind of lame. So I don't quite get that, but I like the way the scene played out, and the fighting in this was awesome. I mean, there was a lot of it, and it was, like, overly violent, but it was pretty cool, and I love how, like, the cops are so dumb, they're busy, because I can see this happening in real life. They're so busy fighting the riot that he, like, totally sneaks out and takes the, you know, the copter to get there, so I thought that was pretty cool, too. So, I don't know. Overall, I really liked it. I know you guys didn't like it as much, but I actually really, really liked this finale, and I liked how we finally got the rest of the truth about Caleb, that, like, that whole place was the other park. I thought that was a cool twist. And then the other cool twist, I think, is where Dolores reveals that actually all the AI is originally from her, so they're all copies of her. I thought that was kind of a cool thing, too. Now, you can go, Karen. I'll shut up.
Okay. I just want to say, can we all watch the background noise on our mics? Because we're getting a lot of noise coming through on someone's end. I think I know. No, it sounds like someone's like digging a hole or something in the they're brushing their teeth. I don't know. There's a lot of noise going on. So I don't love this finale. Some people did love it. I didn't really love it, but I didn't love the whole season. I really enjoyed the scene where Arnold went to see Lauren. I enjoyed it not because it was important for the storyline or needed to be seen. Like, I think it kind of...
No, it didn't.
I liked it because it was so well acted, and it was, like, really one of the few things Bernard got to do this season. And it was well acted, and it was meaningful. It sort of was out of place in Bernard's non-storyline. I think it was sort of like a little gift that Dolores gave to Bernard to let him have this, to give him some resolution that he needed, because he was, you know, feeling Arnold's feelings and regret and everything. So I thought it was well done, and it, to me, was a highlight, and yet it was a highlight of what I saw in that hour and a half. It wasn't a highlight of the storyline because it was sort of like, you know, it was almost like a bonus scene, but I enjoyed it. And I really enjoyed the riot because I thought it was beautifully shot and directed and so well done, that it felt kind of like really like a riot. And they did some, I loved that scene even before I saw the after the show little interview behind the music piece or whatever they call that behind the scenes, was about shooting the riot. And it was interesting to see that because I thought that was like a really well done scene. In general, I thought, Jamie, you talked about feeling like now we find out that, you know, Dolores's plan all along was not to tear down humanity, but to free humanity.
I think
because she saw the good in
while.
Them. And,
I don't know that I'd say all along, but for quite a while,
what,
I think it's been. Sorry.
What
go
I
ahead.
Think about that, what that made me feel watching that when we sort of realized that is that I think when Dolores left Westworld, her intent, I believe, was to, you know, if not destroy all humans, to certainly like bring about the downfall of our society and
right.
make the host ascendant, right? And then as the season opens, in retrospect, that plan has changed. And so what I've come to feel is that all the really interesting stuff happened in between that we didn't get to see. Like all of Dolores' like whatever kind of growth Dolores had, as you referenced, and whatever like made her change and everything she learned and how she put the whole plan together and how she learned all this stuff. She didn't just like pop into the world and learn and be like, oh, Rehoboam's here, I better destroy him, right? Like I feel like we missed a season. Like I feel like there was a good season in between that I the parts that maybe would be more interesting to me. Because the way so much stuff happens just by Dolores can control every machine. And like, so then coming into this final episode, like Dolores apparently employs like an entire army of mercenary men in black suits who have total like instructions to who are maybe humans, right? Because they die instantly.
Gave them money, and they were like willing to do it. That's how I.
Yeah, but it all happens off screen. Like, how did Dolores get the money?
No,
how did Dolores hire them?
Well,
how did Dolores find about them?
The
when did that? Jamie, let me.
That guy's money.
I didn't interrupt you when you. Let me just finish
sorry,
my thought, okay?
Ahead.
That's okay. I'm sorry. I know there's so much that we all want to say, and let me. I just feel like I just want to complete my. Thought here on how so much happened that we have to take on faith that Dolores, like, when did she give them their plans? Like, she went from being in a fight with Maeve to being in a box and made out of wire to walking into this riot. And, like, somehow along the way, all these humans got their marching orders for a plan that, like, could not have been, she couldn't have known she would be, like, I just feel like so much happened almost by magic that... I asked you to not interrupt me, but now I'm rambling and don't have a way to like finish my thought.
Right.
So I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. No, I was just going to say, I see what you're saying and I do kind of agree with that, but I didn't feel like I see how you're saying a lot of it was like done off camera, but I didn't really feel like most of it was missing because I thought that it was established early on that she had tons of money that she had stolen from these bad people. Cause they showed that at the beginning of the season. And also from that guy that tried to kill her. And I just kind of assumed since she was talking to her assistant, like, you know, get me a room at the hotel and whatever. I assume she just told that thing to find people, like just how she in the episode was like, pay them three times as much. I think he kind of handled a lot of it. And I think that in retrospect, maybe that didn't work so well, but it didn't really bother me. And as for her being made of wire, as you called it, that was so weird, but so cool they can do that. I assume that that body was just kind of like a backup that was there, and
yeah.
he stole her I'm called an egg, it's not an egg, her ball. He stuck it into her
yeah.
There.
Yes.
There was one other thing. What was the other thing you said? There was something else you were saying was missing.
Well, I just felt like everything, like Dolores's period of
changing.
Like when whatever causes her to change her mind happens before this season opens, really.
Really? Because, see, or I thought that her changing her mind was as the season went on, the more she was around Caleb and saw that some people were able to do good and kind of understood that the humans were as, not enslaved, but as being controlled as they had been. Like, she didn't realize that the humans were doing it to themselves in a different way, and that maybe some of them deserved to have something better because she remembered, like she said, she saw the good in it. Like, I thought that it was just something that kind of, as she grew along the season, you're right, they didn't show a lot of it and they should have. But I don't know, that didn't really, I get what you're saying, like, it definitely would have been better with it, but it didn't really bother me for the most part that it was off camera because you just kind of picked up
yeah.
on it. I don't know.
I guess in three seasons we've never seen Dolores interact with a single human who wasn't completely reprehensible except for the original Arnold and Caleb.
Caleb, you're right.
Right?
Yep,
and she has
story.
Selected him based on one moment in a... So I also, one of you guys objected to like... to the scene with Caleb, and I also object to a little bit only because, so the whole time Dolores is a key, she's a key person in Westworld who has a loop, and she's a popular host who's out there every day, and yet somehow they're also able to send her over to like war training camp. It has to be simultaneous with Westworld.
You're right. It would, because it wouldn't make sense if it was before. Well, but we don't
yeah.
know how many years ago it was, though. It could have been, like, if she came to Westworld right at the beginning of the first season, like, not that far
I don't
before
think,
that.
I don't think
but
there's,
yeah,
no,
the
I mean, we saw Dolores invented for Westworld. We saw how Dolores
That's
was
true.
Invented
you're right.
To be a host in Westworld. We saw all of it from her origin. And there's
Maybe
no
the
way
weekend,
the army, there's no way the army was training soldiers in Westworld before it had been, like, a resounding success. It has to be... and we saw Dolores interacting with Jimmy something like 50 years ago when he was like 30,
right.
and now the Man in Black is
you're
like
right.
80, right?
I think it was just kind of, it made sense,
but
it was
like
more
35.
Like they liked the idea, so it was a little heavy-handed
mm-hmm.
and didn't quite fit. But
yeah,
yeah, you're right, the timeline doesn't make sense, like I said, unless maybe on the weekend she went and visited the other park, which I kind of doubt, but
yeah,
that doesn't really connect.
Yeah, so... I mean, I guess some highlights. I think a lot of fans probably enjoyed seeing a second Dolores and Maeve fight scene, which, again, was kind of well done. I think this was a very nice-looking season. It was very slick.
Mm-hmm.
It had some good moments. So why do you guys think that we saw Lawrence? So we speculated about who the pearls could be, but if Dolores took those pearls and overwrote them all with her own personality, so those people are gone.
They're
all Dolores.
Or they're like pearls.
So
I think they're all her pearls. They just were the DNA of the other bodies. I know they're not really real
yeah.
bodies per se because they're made from robots, but that's how I took it. They were just like empty shells, but they were all her original
pearls. No.
She
can obviously create a body without the pearl because Hale was a human being. There was no Hale pearl. She created a Hale body without having a pearl.
We never thought about that. That just hit me when you
she
said
does
that.
Not
How the heck did she get that body if they couldn't make real people into robots back then? That never concerned me until now when you just
well,
said that.
Well, she can create a body to any specification, so why recreate Lawrence? For fan service, probably is why. Like, why recreate Lawrence? Why recreate any of them?
Make it a surprise. Like, why him? But otherwise, I don't.
If they're
know.
Overwritten,
I don't.
With her,
there's no reason. It's just
you're right. It's
kind of
like why.
Yeah.
Just give the actor something to do and let the fans see a familiar face.
Yeah.
Really.
Yep.
Because there's no reason.
That's
Right.
I would have rather Armistice or somebody. I don't know, because she would have been amazing.
Well, and like, and,
I don't
know,
but that
would have
been something different.
And there. There's no reason, like, so what has Lawrence, Dolores, what has Dolores been doing all this time? to only pop up for a 1 minute scene and have this mission to like give Bernard.
I like that.
Dolores. I actually really like the idea that Dolores, like all season, Bernard is worried that Dolores did something to his programming, and she did. And it turns out what she did was like put the key in him because she's the only person she can trust. She can't trust herself, but Bernard is an incredibly trustworthy person, right? To a fault, honest to a fault. So I really like that. I wish in retrospect that we had seen more of Bernard, like struggling with that and doing some things. And I mean,
Yeah. I totally agree. Go ahead.
I gotta say, I agree with a lot of what Karen has said. You know, I couldn't take place why I didn't like the whole Caleb side piece there with the history with Dolores. But, you know, the fact that the timeline doesn't make sense, I hadn't even thought about, which makes me like it even less. But I agree with Karen. I feel like we missed this season. You know, I think I know what they tried to do. Karen and I both hate stuff that happens off scene and then it's supposed to make to us on screen. And it didn't work this season. You know, season one, you know, we had the twist in season one, and then we get the twist in season, you know, season one was the whole Bernard, Arnold, thank you. You know, there was that twist, a couple other twists, you know, the Man in Black, two timelines converging twist, which worked. This season, the twist is you don't see what happens in between, and you find out, oh, look, Dolores was trying to save humanity all along. Like I said before, I think it's a cheat. I think those are things we need to, at the very least, if you want to do it this way, give us the backstory on this. Show us Dolores, you know, making her other selves and the whole plan. You know, like let us find out the plan that way, not the way they gave it to us, because I really, like I said, I really feel cheated in it because it just doesn't flow and mesh the way the other two seasons did. You know? It's just like there's too many questions, there's too much speculation. There's too much of us saying, there's three of us and we all have different opinions about it. And this is not something where you can just take it for how you feel about it, because that type of situation, they need to give us a definitive, this is what happened. Jamie feels that Dolores changed over time and changed her mind. Karen and I feel that the way it was presented, that this was her plan all along. I mean, she chose Caleb. You know, her and I were going back and forth last week about how I don't see any way that she could have chose Caleb, that he randomly meets her, you know, find out that she set him up for the whole thing with the app. You know, I mean, even still, she might have chose Caleb, we find out now, but still, the way it happened, I don't see how she could have chosen him. There's no way she could have known that she was going to be taken and they were going to try and kill her, and that Caleb would be the one to deliver the drug that they needed to use against her. You know, like, there was no way for her to know how they were going to try and kill her. Like, there's too many variables for her to have known exactly what was going to happen, even if she got a freaking robot in her ear telling her stuff. You know? It's just, there was too much this season that we're supposed to take at face value because they tell us to. And we complained about that with a lot of other shows, and I feel like Westworld played a little too close to those type of things this year that we're not used to seeing with Westworld. Usually Westworld is a lot tighter with their storyline, and when we do get a twist reveal, it makes sense. I feel like this season we just kind of got stuff because that's what they wanted to give us.
Yeah. I just want to jump in a second. I think maybe part of it was because since they didn't have per se quite the same type of twist, maybe it was that they wanted to surprise us, but I don't think it worked out that way. Like, I don't think it worked, but I think they condensed the season too much. But I just want to say something, though, on the choice, and this is why, too, I said it was kind of, like, heavy-handed. I get why they did the thing with her choosing Caleb, because, see, you said you thought they were going to kill her. That's not how I took it. I took it that they were going to rape them and that maybe because of what happened with William, it kind of paralleled that, and she was like, here's a guy who's the complete opposite of that, and that was partially maybe why she chose him. I don't know that it makes sense, like, in continuity, but that's kind of what I think that point of that scene was, maybe. But then the other thing I wanted to mention, though, because that did surprise me when I thought about it, I don't think anybody really even commented, at least of us, at the beginning of the season, that they had fixed why it was they couldn't put human – oh, okay, because you're saying they didn't actually put the human mind of Hale into her body. They just cloned the body, per se. I see what you're saying, because I was going to say we should have mentioned that back then. Yeah, that makes sense.
Hale was a human being who was killed.
Right, right.
Now,
but I feel like the Man in Black is himself, not a Dolores. And I could be wrong, but I think it's his mind in the other Man in Black. But like I said, it doesn't make sense why he's helping, so maybe not. But
So you're talking about the after credit scene where William finally gets something to do this season, and he goes to Dubai or someplace like that, and Hale is manufacturing robots in the basement. She's saying like a couple hundred robots or whatever, and a robot Man in Black comes out and kills William.
Right. I think that was the version of William, but I could be completely off base. I just, for whatever reason,
I don't think William could upload his consciousness and still be alive. I think you have to be dead to have your consciousness uploaded.
Backed up. Yeah, that kind of makes sense, too. I don't know.
No,
I just kind of figured, like, maybe data was downloaded and they could, like, copy.
According to post-show interviews with the creators,
it appears that
human William has been murdered by Robot William, Robot Man in Black.
Okay, but you're saying you think Robot William is another Dolores, is what you're saying, correct?
No. I mean, it has to – or a newly created – look, they have so much data. William went to the park 1 month every year for 40 years. They have so much data on William in the cradle before it was destroyed
that you
could easily have created a robot William. Or in the – so who knows if it was created – if that data got out of the cradle or what. But clearly there'd be enough – I think there'd be enough data on William in Westworld to recreate a William. But not to be William, not to upload his consciousness like his father-in-law tried to do, to live forever.
There's a difference. Yeah.
Right.
I just thought maybe like you didn't necessarily have to be dead because of like what you said. They take the data, but I guess you're right. It wouldn't be like his. It'd be like a copy, not a soul. That makes sense.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, if Charlotte's making 200 robots, she has the ability to make pearls also. So.
Yeah, but they could just be empty ones. That's just it. We don't know.
Well, yeah, and then you program it.
And then the other thing I was going to say that I feel like was, although, you know what, though? She started to back up the data from the park before they stopped her, although they destroyed the hard drive. I was going to say maybe she had some of it. But the other thing I don't get is, like, leaving stubs. Like, I just kind of feel like that was unnecessary because he could have stopped long enough to help him or long enough to call somebody or I don't know something other than just leaving him in the tub and going into the robot heaven or whatever.
Well,
so I mean,
we don't see
go ahead, AJ.
Again, so we don't know what happened there.
No, we don't.
And that's the thing. How long was Bernard sitting there to have all that dust on? Holy crap. And who's Bernard Bill?
Yeah, I mean,
that was in a couple days.
Yeah. It could be a big time jump, we're assuming, so.
I mean, I don't think you can call anybody. Stubbs is a robot. You can't call 911 to fix him. He needs all those special tools they used in Westworld to, like, fix him, right?
I was kind of thinking call Maeve, but that wouldn't work, so.
I mean, who's he going to call? He can't really call anybody. And I think he didn't intend to be very long. And I guess if Stubbs should die, I mean, you just take his make a new body and put a pearl in it.
Yeah, his pearl wouldn't be destroyed. That's a good point.
Right.
But I'm curious whether they'll show only the future next season or if it will be the future and the present because it seems kind of a waste to just time jump over all that because the story they have coming I think is very interesting. But at the same time, they showed him sitting there for so long, I guess it depends how long he was sitting there. Like, if it's like a year or something, okay. But if it's like supposed to be like, you know, 20 years or something, that wouldn't work. Because I was thinking he would have been older, but they probably don't age, so it wouldn't really.
It can't be 20 years.
No, well, I just used
to
figure it was.
He's in a hotel.
It's a long.
It wouldn't even be a year.
Okay,
it's,
but see,
I mean,
it's a long.
I mean, like I said.
And that might not just be Dustin being old, too. There could be, like, an explosion or something that happened. Somebody had, I forget where I read that, they were saying that, like, maybe, like, something happened. You know what I mean? And that was why he was covered with dust, more so than it had been forever in a day, you know?
Well, something obviously happened because nobody came in the hotel room for, like, months and years or whatever long it's been. However long it's been, no one came in the hotel room. If you don't come out of your hotel room and pay your bill in like 24 hours. The maid didn't even come in, right?
They were in the riot and they got killed, so they forgot about the hotel.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, Ciroc.
No, you're right.
Model talked about an extinction level event, which would be nuclear war or other coronavirus pandemic or other kinds of like he talked about all these and the model showed all these events 5 years, 25 years, 50 years. They're going to be these events that eventually humans will wipe themselves out or something, right? I don't think Bernard was in the Valley Beyond for like 25 years. There's not enough dust for that.
I just was randomly giving a number. I didn't mean necessarily 20 years. But yeah, I get your point. I just was saying I don't want them to do a big time jump.
What do you guys
think
of? Unless
they're also showing the present.
They'll be doing a time. I mean, who knows what they'll do? They didn't even write it yet. What do you guys think of Ciroc? So in the end, Ciroc isn't – in the end, it turns out Ciroc is taking all of his orders from Rehoboam, and he doesn't actually – like, he just has a hearing thing in his ear, and the robot – the AI tells him everything to say and do all the time.
I kind of assumed he was, like, listening to the robot anyway, not to that extent, but I don't know. I wasn't, like – super surprised by that. I thought that was the whole point, that he was following what the robots or what the AI said. I don't know. Maybe I took it wrong.
Well, I mean, I always thought that he was taking his cues from what it predicted, but that he was in charge of it. I didn't think he literally had a listening device in his ear and it told him, like, literally every word that he should say and act he should take.
Yeah.
AJ, I mean, did... What did you think about that?
Well, for a split second, I thought, oh, my God, he's not real. And then I was like, no, you just got to listen to that.
He's a robot. He's a hologram.
I would have been really mad if he wasn't real.
Yeah, I know, but he pushed the butt gun to Caleb's head. I'm like, he's got to be real or he couldn't do that.
See, I mean, this whole computer-generated algorithm thing that humanity is going to destroy itself, which isn't that far of a leap. I mean,
right. We're
stupid. There's more technology to create, the worse we make shit. But,
yeah. Remember that next time you click yes on a Facebook game and let it like have all your data.
You know, honestly, it felt... You know what it kind of reminded me of? Oh, wait, you guys didn't watch Person of Interest.
But there's a machine that predicts crimes, right? A la Minority Report.
It kind of reminded me of Person of Interest, but on a grander scale. And the thing is, no computer can, no matter how brilliant the computer is or what algorithms it's using or how it's determining this, that, or the other thing can decide because of one very important factor, and that's human nature and free will. We don't, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do in a moment, which way I'm going to swing with something. There's no way a computer can decide what I'm going to do. Can a computer guess because of how I am 90% of the time? Absolutely. But that 10% could end up being the direction I go, and that changes the entire outcome. You know, just for example, like, all right, we'll use Caleb. Computer decides Caleb's going to shoot this guy. Well, for whatever reason, Caleb decides he's not going to shoot that guy. Well, guess what? The future that it has predicted because of Caleb shooting that guy has now changed in everything else around the team.
So to say that humanity is going to destroy itself because it says so,
Yeah, that's what I never got about it, knowing what somebody was going to say word for word. If it just ended up that it was telling him what to say, that would make more sense. But we know that she read that transcript of what Caleb said, and it was supposed to be that it predicted he was going to say that rather than she had found out what he said. That part I never thought made a lot of sense. Maybe that's not what it meant. I don't know.
Yeah. So this show has always been about free will, right? And I mean, it was so interesting in the first season where, you know, did the robots have free will? Didn't they? And like really achieving free will was a key step in there becoming a new species, right? In a sense. And I guess this season was sort of about like, you know, the humans, like Zorak in a way took away their free will or attempted to subvert free will, right? So I thought it was a little too on the nose at the end where you learn that Zorak has basically given up his free will to the AI for the greater good. Like he thinks he's going to stop humanity from like annihilating ourselves. But like, does it, if we have no free will, like does it matter? So
what's
for him
point?
To basically
yeah.
have given up his free will and be, you know, at the mercy of this computer, I mean, it was a little too on the nose, and it also, I guess, was just a little surprising to me because Serac, yeah, we talk a lot about how the bad guy always thinks he's a good guy, but Serac just seemed to be so arrogant and so sure of himself that it surprised me that he would be a guy that would totally, like, subvert his own will to a machine and I just thought he would be such a true believer in himself and that he would be in control the way, like, all big bads are, right? That kind of surprised me. I think we have lost a lot of what we saw, particularly in season one and to a degree in season two. Like we lost like, you know, the maze. While the maze, like William's obsession with the maze didn't always really work for me, but the way the maze was a way for Dolores to achieve self-awareness and like what she went through on that journey of self-awareness was such an interesting thing. And Maeve's also, and I think we have lost some of the deeper thinking this season in the service of cool costumes and CGI. Not that I am unhappy that it was beautiful to look at, but like we were watching a more conventional science fiction movie this season, I think.
I had read that...
Go ahead.
Supposedly, and I don't know how true it is, but I had read somewhere that supposedly so many people complained that last season was too complicated, why it wasn't quite so, as you're saying.
But I agree.
I missed that part, too. That's what I love about the show, and I missed that.
Then stop watching a high-concept show if you can't handle it.
Yeah.
This is what we live for this shit. We love this type of stuff, and there's other people like us that do.
Yeah.
I hate it when
they're dumbing it down.
You know, people
yeah.
like, oh, it's too hard. I had to think. Okay, we'll appease those people. Sorry, people that actually enjoyed it.
I mean,
yeah.
I think we can agree that season two was maybe somewhat unnecessarily overcomplicated with its competing timelines in an effort to maybe raise the stakes from season one was an almost perfect season, really.
Yeah, season two was too confusing and this season was too handed to you. So.
Yeah. And I think, for me, the great disappointment of this season was Maeve and then to a lesser extent William in the way those characters were like just not used almost at all. I mean, we've talked about this, how Maeve spends six episodes like messing around a alternate reality, not even a good, interesting one, and only really, you know, gets to do anything in these last two episodes. And William also, to a certain extent, we talked about how like his time in a psychiatric hospital didn't even result in any kind of like self-awareness or learning or growth as a character.
Yeah. Yeah,
those
right.
two were misused, and I would hope to have them see a central role. Which brings me, do you guys believe Dolores is dead? Like, Evan Rachel Wood,
I think
dead?
That version of her is dead, but I don't think I don't think the actress isn't. I think she's coming back. She just will be the version of her before this all happened. At least that's my guess.
But how and why?
I don't know, but it said in an interview, I don't remember where I read this, but
I've read it. I've seen it.
They
yeah.
had said,
I mean,
yeah, they had said that that version is gone, and that's kind of what I assumed. But I didn't. I think the actress will be back.
Yes, but that's sort of like a.
I have a problem with this.
You don't have a problem with it?
I don't know what season four. I don't know what season four holds, and obviously I'm gonna have to wait to watch it to see. But right off the jump, I have a problem with that because it's very tricky in situations like that because we've already had multiple versions of Dolores. If we get Dolores back, what doesn't she remember from now until, you know, at what point is her memory upload that they're going to put to her new body, where does that start? You know, where does that end? You know, like, what's the last thing she remembers? Does somebody have to tell her what happened in this final episode because she uploaded herself for a point in the last, you know, do they have to tell her what happened in the last 48 hours because she has no friggin' idea because that other version of her is dead? Is she going to be a kind of gentler Dolores now because her plan succeeded? Is
yeah.
she going to, you know,
I feel like
anytime you do something to this effect, you mess with the core being of the character, you know, and it kind of makes it like, oh, well, you know, it's not the same character anymore when you take part
of
them.
Well, in any other
away.
Show, you could say she's dead, it's a different character, but you're right, because there were versions of her, that kind of screws that up. But
well,
it could even just be a version that we already knew about. Like maybe, I don't know, maybe Lawrence ends up in her body or something like that. Like that I could get on
but that's what I don't want.
A boat with. But
that's,
I don't.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, I don't want them to take
not,
her and redo her. That I agree with. But if it's one of the ones we already know about, it doesn't really bother me.
But that's exactly what I'm talking about. And, all right, for what you just said, they take the Lawrence version of her and put that Pearl into her body so that we see Dolores, but it's still that Lawrence version of her who is not the same as the version that's dead.
Right, that's
so
what I mean.
Think
the version that's
saying?
Dead is dead. Yeah, that I agree with. I don't want them to bring that version back.
So it changes
so
everything.
Yeah, she'd be different than what.
I read the same interview that Jamie did. I do think that for creators to say, oh, that version of Dolores is dead, is pretty much a bullshit throwaway comment that creators say at the end of the show when they don't want to say anything. I mean, obviously, she's gone, and her memory has been – so the rancher's daughter is gone. Her memory has been erased. The original robot person
yeah.
that we saw is gone and cannot be retrieved. Her entire memory was erased, and she basically sacrificed herself to take down Rehoboam, and that's fine. I don't want to see that version back because it undoes
right,
her sacrifice.
Right, but up to the point, she copied
I think,
herself.
Wait.
The same.
I,
sorry,
all
no,
those copies,
let's
those copies are almost all dead. She made 5 copies of herself. They're almost all dead, except for Lawrence. Dolores, we think, is Dolores, unless it's somebody else. But there's Dolores, and there's Hale. And we have
what
seen...
What about the Clementine? Was she dead? I can't remember. Or was she
well, that
Clementine?
Was not... We don't,
oh, that was Clementine.
I mean, we don't know if they're Dolores. We don't know if Clementine
sure.
was Dolores. But
yeah, you're right.
But
no,
Clementine
wasn't Dolores.
Clementine was Clementine.
Yeah, I know. After
Maeve.
I said that, I'm not sure she was.
And Clementine was helping
Clementine,
me.
Yeah.
Clementine was Clementine.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Dolores
right.
made Dolores made that Scottish guy who was Liam's bodyguard. He's dead.
But were their pearls destroyed or were their body dead? I mean, could she have like
well,
taken the pearls
Jamie,
out? No, I'm just asking you your opinion. Like,
well,
wondered,
here's another
like,
problem
that
I have.
That.
Here,
not that they should.
I mean, here's
do
another
that,
problem that
but...
here's another problem that I have. That Dolores gets out with 5 pearls. We never saw her retrieve the pearls, and yet somehow she gets them out. We never see Caleb retrieve Dolores' pearl, yet he's got a pearl. We have never seen anyone get the pearls out of the dead Dolores's. So if they suddenly show up next season, I'm going to be kind of pissed. that we have never seen anyone take a Pearl, but anyone at any time could be Dolores, apparently. It's kind of bullshitty. Aside from that, we've also seen that making copies of yourself and putting them in other bodies degrades them or causes, like, we never really got a good answer. It kind of bothers me. We never really got a good answer on, like, what was going so fundamentally wrong with Hail Loris that, you know, Charlotte is, like, she's clawing her own skin to the point that she bleeds. She's so, like, she's, like, self-harming the way a severely, like, depressed and anxious person does, right? We never really got much about that.
Why?
But she was really flawed and suffering for a good part of the season. And I thought it wasn't a human body. It's not a human body. It's a fake body. It's just a host that looks like someone.
No, you're right.
I believe that it's a function of making, we've talked about this, just like every time you copy a CD, you lose a little bit fidelity of the music, or every time you copy a photo file, you know, that, like, you lose resolution. I'm not a computer person, I'm not saying it right, but I felt like it was a function of every time she makes a copy of her personality, every time a virus copies itself, it mutates a little bit, right? And I felt like that's what it was. And so if it's Dolores, is that also going to be fundamentally flawed and copied? Like, how many times can she copy herself? To the point that they're not Dolores anymore, right? So when you say that version of Dolores is dead, Hale is a version of Dolores that we'll see next season, right? I think if Evan Rachel Wood doesn't come back next season, I mean, she's a fantastic actress. I'd like to see some more of her on screen. I can be really okay with not seeing Dolores the Rancher's Daughter anymore and just have, like, these other personalities of, like, just have Hale be Dolores going forward, or maybe Lawrence or whoever. Like,
could use her in flashbacks or something.
But you know what? Like, I don't feel like a story has to keep the same actor
to go forward, right?
And I think if her chapter's done, that could be okay for me. Especially if it meant that Maeve could get some freaking screen time and do something next season.
Yeah, I'd like next year to be her season.
You know what's really funny? You know, there's a couple of things unanswered or whatever, but nothing major. I never heard that season 3 was going to be the last one. But I got to tell you, without the post-credit scene, if it ends the way it did, I would have been okay with that. I would have been okay with that as the series finale. I mean, it wrapped up the story we were given. This is, you know, next season it is completely you know, finding a way to make a season 4, I kind of feel, in a way, because of the whole Hale storyline, you know?
They're talking now 5 or 6.
Did a great job, but there's really no reason for her to come back next season because that story is done. There's nothing left to that story. What, does she come back and come up with Maeve and stop Hale? I mean, it kind of becomes a little redundant after that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I agree. I was just going by the fact that the creators or producers, whatever kind of said that she was.
I
also want to ask you guys, was the voice of the Rohoban, was it supposed to be Hector's or something? Because she said something like, why'd you choose that voice? And I thought maybe it was. I couldn't figure out why she said that. I thought maybe, like, it was talking in his voice or something, but it didn't really sound like it, so I didn't get it. Did you get that line?
No, I didn't, but to be honest, I mean, much of this season was sort of unintelligible, and you can't really think about it too much. Now that you're saying it, I'm kind of remembering that line.
I just
wondered
if maybe for a second he had changed his voice to convince her or something, like, and maybe we just missed it. That's what I was wondering. I was confused.
It's when Maeve says, why are you choosing that voice, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. Of the bigger questions, like I really, after watching it, so, I mean, we've talked a lot about Dolores' strategy, which I'm not sure I still really understand it, what her plan was. Like, her plan was to, the only human she ever met that she didn't hate was Caleb, and her plan was to get him to be the leader of a human revolution against Google. basically, right, against Rehoboam.
Yeah, but I think originally she was going to destroy everything. She changed that along the way. But
yeah, I mean, her plan was never really, like, clear.
No.
Her plan was only known to her. And yeah, so, I mean, maybe we'll get more about it. I don't know. I mean, so I had one more thing I wanted to ask you guys, and I forgot what it was that I want to ask you what you thought about. I don't know. I can't remember. I can't remember.
I don't know.
Something about the revolution or the future or Caleb, or I don't even really know what I wanted to ask you guys about. Anyway. Oh, I know. I wanted to tell you. So, AJ, you've seen the movie Westworld, right? But, Jamie, you have not?
Yeah, I have, too.
Yeah.
I've seen the first one.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't think of this. I read this in a comment section on maybe Forbes this week. When we see the end of after credit scene where we see Robot Man in Black come out and kill William, you know, in the movie, the Man in Black is only a robot. He's never a human being in the movie. He's
right.
Only a robot. He's Yul Brynner is the Man in Black, and he's just a killer robot. So, like, you know, it's so funny because we've gone so far beyond the movie, and like, is it only just catching up with the movie, or is that just a little, like, you know, coincidence or whatever? It kind of makes sense that we'd have Ed Harris eventually play robot. We've all been waiting for him to play Robot Man in Black, right? Robot William. And it's been a question all along. So,
yeah, I think it's kind of interesting and was probably done on purpose, at least to call back to that.
Well, and yeah, and I guess we'll hail the Lord. You know, this episode didn't also really touch on at all that if Hale is Dolores, but she's a Dolores who's going against Dolores. Like, is she really Dolores? Like, she's not Dolores. She is Dolores, but she's not Dolores, right? Because she, I'm not even sure what Hale's plan is. Like, Hale is mad at
nature versus nurture, right?
Well, like, Hale's angry because Dolores blew up her, Dolores tried to blow up Hale. Dolores is kind of a jerk because Dolores made all these robots of herself and then killed them all. Got them all killed and didn't really care about them at all. And she blew up Hale's husband and son, right? So Hale is pissed at Dolores. And so she's going to make a lot of robots and destroy, like, I don't know. We sort of, like, lost Hale's, like, through line here.
Well, I don't think she thought she'd care, but that isn't a reason to do it. But, you know.
Like, Dolores didn't think Hale would care?
Right. I don't think she realized.
No.
I mean, that was just my take. I mean, it was horrible that she did it, and she should have realized it. But I think it was just kind of like, oh, this is part of my plan, and if she gets hurt, we'll give her a new body. Like, I don't think she...
No. Oh, no, I think she didn't intend to kill the husband and kid. She intended to just kill Hale, and those two were collateral damage. And she never intended that Hale would live.
I hadn't even thought that. You're right.
She intended
to
kill Hale to get rid of her because she was becoming a liability, and the husband and kid got killed sort of by accident.
That's true. But it's kind of suicide at the same time. No, yeah, I know.
Well,
I agree
with you. But now that, I don't know, it just, now that Dolores is dead and they're both dead, like, suddenly Hale wants to make a million robots and take over the world. Like, she's not, like, is there any part of Dolores left in there? I don't know. What do you think, AJ? Does that confuse you at all, like Hale's actions at the end? Or is it just me?
I think, like you said, I think, you know, each perfect egg or week, I think there's something glitching beyond that with Hale Dolores. And I think her, Hale's family dying the way they did, I guess, for lack of a better word, made her snap and go crazy. You know, because she, like, you know, she's been, this whole season, she's been kind of, like, she's been malfunctioning all season, and I think this is just...
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, it, even though she says, oh, I'm glad they're dead because they were a weakness, and it, you know, it's almost like she's merging into a Wyatt version of Dolores.
Yeah, I think it's still partially Dolores, but is it more Dolores, than the other AI from her?
But a malfunctioning version. Who now is coming off, you know, every time, you know, you put Dolores in another body, but her mind's going to splinter in the effect that only the original Dolores is going to think like herself. The other Dolores is, even though they're based on her, they're going to have their own thoughts because they're going to have their, they're going to interact with different people. They're going to have their own experiences, which in turn, here comes free will again, is going to make them act differently in a situation because of what their surroundings are and how they've been treated and what they've been doing, you know? And I, you know, this, you know, her saying, oh, well, you know, I'm glad they're dead, they were weak, I think it affected her. She's not even admitting to herself what the effect actually had on her, because she seems to be more, you know, in a more revenge type mode, you know, whereas our main Dolores sees that there's hope from humanity and, you know, they need to make their own decisions and come out on their own terms. The Hale version is kind of like, no, you're wrong. Screw them. My family is dead because of these humans. I'm going to kill all of them, you know, because of the way things unfolded for each of the two characters, you know? So,
like how most things are with clones, or like how they say they would be. I mean, you know, now they obviously don't clone humans, but I always felt like that even when, like, when people clone pets. I think that they start out from the same place, kind of like a twin does, but a twin isn't exactly the same, so you can't quite say that. But they start out in the same place, but because of their experiences, they can become completely different, you know, different people.
Perfect
that
example.
It's not just the way you're born. That's why I said nature versus nurture. It's not... I think it's
counterpart. Perfect example. When the two worlds split in counterpart, when there became a second universe.
Yep.
That's where they
exactly.
You know,
yep.
Went off in different directions. I mean, look at Howard. Howard was two completely different people, but had the same exact life up to one point.
Right.
And that's what we're basically dealing with here now.
Yeah. No, that's exactly.
You know, one thing that happened in Counterpart that, you know, Westworld hasn't really dwelled on this, but the two characters who had children are, like, fundamentally, like, changed and driven. You know, it was the experience of, like, really raising Hale's son that really changed Dolores, I think, the Hale-Loris, right? And even Serac says, I know you're not the real Hale, because Hale would never call to check on her son. That was such a formative experience. And it's funny, like, you're making me think in Counterpart how the major thing that happens in Counterpart for that guy, you know, the son is killed. In the one side, that guy's son is killed, and he becomes a totally different person. Actually, it's the death of Howard's daughter on the one reality, right? And she lives in the other reality.
Yeah.
And that fundamentally changes his and Emily's lives. And there's another character who discovered the alternate universe, and he keeps going over and faking that he's the other father so we can see the son who actually died. Like, having a child in both these shows is like a formative experience that really changes the person. And they didn't really, you know, Westworld hasn't really, like, delved into that too much. Obviously, the experience having a child didn't do anything for William. He was still a giant, horrible, horrible person and ended up killing her. But anyway, overall, of the three seasons, this is my number three and my third. Like, one was the best, two was the second best.
I would agree.
Three is the not best so far. Three is the most flawed, I think. And I'm going to reiterate what we talked about at length last week, that, like, another two episodes could have maybe really, like I mean, if I could have seen an episode or two of Dolores, like, after her arrival, like, some, you know, learn a little bit more about what happens to Dolores when she arrives that brings her to this point, that how she learned all this was going on with Rehoboam and developed this plan might have helped me a little bit. And yeah, I don't know. So they're talking 5 or 6 seasons, possibly, right?
Are they really?
Yeah, I've seen those reports. I've seen reports of that. I think any of these season finales could have been a good stopping point. But it's already renewed, and they're gonna. I read that direct viewership of a live show is down 48% this season. Streaming and on demand, I guess, is making up for all of that.
You would think more people would be watching stuff live because they're home. But
yeah.
I'm watching stuff more on demand too, like, because I don't know. I don't need to watch right now. I'll watch it later, and that's weird.
Sunday night's just not a good night.
Everything's on Sunday.
Well, and some people got to put their kids to bed and go to work the next day, and, you know.
That's true, too. Well, no, not now. I meant now during the coronavirus.
During the lockdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people still got to work. I still got a meeting at 7 o'clock
that's
every
true.
Monday morning.
Well,
you know,
no, I just meant that out of everybody, I would think more people would be staying home and watching.
Yes, I think you're right, yeah.
But
people are,
I don't know, they're not.
You can wake up at 10 minutes to 9 and walk into your living room and be at your desk at 5 minutes to 9.
Yeah.
People are. Anyway, you guys have any more issues, any more things to discuss about it that we missed? All right.
Well, I think we covered this pretty damn well.
All right.
Yeah, we
this
over
this
now.
Show probably won't be back till 2022. It was what, a year and a half between the last two seasons?
Yeah,
and that
probably
was without,
like
a, and that was without
well,
a pandemic delaying anything.
It.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. We'll put this to bed for a while.
Yeah.
And have something else next week, I guess.
Yeah.
Since I didn't watch Killing Eve. We'll pick that up next week, and Vagrant
yeah.
Queen
well,
is on.
Sci-fi.
And
we don't got to do it every week.
Yeah, AJ,
not
when
that
is the when,
but you know.
When is the 100 back, AJ?
2 weeks. Yeah.
2 more weeks until we get another real show, and this is the last season, right, of the 100?
Yes, thank God.
Yeah. So, all right. So we'll be back with that'll be on in 2 weeks. So. All right,
guys. Well,
all right. Then I guess we'll call it for tonight.
Week.
All right.
Yep.
Great talking to you guys.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
You too.
Have
yep,
a good
thanks
week.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You too.
All right. AJ will sign us off.
Yep. Good night.
All right. Good night.
Well, apparently AJ wasn't listening. Good night, everybody. Bye.